Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Money, money, money. What's going on with your money? Paul Nolte joins us, senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Silvest. Good morning, Paul. It seems like lately the stalled Mideast peace talks and continued high gas prices haven't really dragged the markets down. How come?
Good question. I'm not. I think investors are looking at the mini situation as not getting worse, so that's a good thing. They're also looking at it as eventually cooler heads will prevail and we'll get some type of a resolution to it. And what we've seen with historically with the numbers that have come in from retail sales, for example, the consumer is still in good shape. The economy is not falling apart. Although inflation is higher, the expectation is that this will not last forever. So investors, I think, are looking at this maybe as a glass half full rather than half empty.
Yeah, the earnings have been good. The economic numbers, not bad. I see General Motors reported better than expected earnings, but I guess the days of as GM goes, so goes the country are long gone, aren't they?
No, they are. I think it's more Apple, Amazon, as they go, so goes the country. And when we look at the earnings numbers that are due out, we're getting the Mag 7, a fair amount of the Mag 7 this week. And they account for about 40% of the overall revenue as well as earnings of the S&P 500. So it's truly as the Mag 7 goes, at least the markets will go, if not the economy.
Mm-hmm. So the consumer spending is up, although you read about these surveys and people are worried. Consumer confidence figures are low, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, what we've noticed over the last maybe half a dozen years or so, a lot of the consumer confidence numbers are reflective of politics rather than the economy. So they're not necessarily a good indicator of what you think the economy is doing. It's kind of how you're sitting politically. So again, you know, survey numbers, even when we're looking at manufacturing or the service side, the service numbers are good, they're interesting, but I prefer to see what consumers are doing or what businesses are doing. And to this point, the consumers are still spending above and beyond the rate of inflation, which is generally healthy for the economy.
What do you think the Fed's going to do this week?
Absolutely nothing. What's going to be interesting, though, is this will be Powell's probably last Fed meeting as a chair. The way has now been cleared for Kevin Warsh to be confirmed, and he'll be at the Fed, in charge of the Fed at the June meeting. So this will be Powell's last press conference this week. I think that will be interesting. I think, again, some of his comments as to whether he will leave the board, stay on as a Fed governor, still somewhat up in the air. So I think the commentary around inflation, around energy prices, will be of some interest. But as we've talked about before, the Fed can't print oil, so they're not going to be able to fix energy prices. So I think it's going to be status quo for much of the year as far as interest rates go. And really, when we look at the interest rates over the last couple of years, even though the Fed has cut rates, interest rates, at least on the 10-year bond, haven't changed too terribly much.
Investor friends who understand things I don't are buzzing about semiconductor stocks. I know nothing about this, but this has to do with AI, doesn't it?
It does. It is the key input into a lot of the hyperscalers that everybody's talking about. NVIDIA leads that show. Intel had some very good earnings numbers. They were up 30% in one day. Micron is doing very good. So when you look at the semiconductors as a whole, they're up 50% during the month of April. I think they've taken maybe one day off from gaining every day during April. So, again, it's very similar to what we saw in the late 90s, where you see some of these stocks just absolutely run. well ahead of earnings, but again, it's on expectations. And it's part of the reason why we're going to be interested to hear from the Mag 7, a lot of them hyperscalers investing in data centers, et cetera, to see what that spend is going to be and whether the semiconductor run is truly justified.
And when we hear about the high stock numbers, the good averages, it's actually just a few stocks pushing those numbers up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It, you know, again, it we're back to the Mag 7 and talking about the big names in the index. For example, last week, even though the stock market was higher, the averages of NASDAQ, S&P 500, on the week there were actually more stocks down than up. And on a couple of days during last week, there were more stocks down than up, even though the averages were higher. So investors take a look at that and go, gosh, my portfolio isn't doing anything and the averages are up. And it really is what you own. And if, similar to what we saw a couple of years ago, if you didn't own the Mag 7 or they weren't a big component in your portfolio suffered. So we take a look at the equal weight S&P 500 to kind of get a gauge of what the average stock is doing. And it's done okay, but nowhere near what the markets have done during the month of April, which have been really pretty much straight up.
So do you think even if the ceasefire ends and hostilities begin again, the market will still be okay?
For the long term, yes. In the short run, no. If hostilities start again, I think that's not on everybody's bingo card right now. And I think what we're going to be seeing is a couple days, maybe even something similar to what we saw in March, where the markets went down 5 to 10% on additional hostilities, because that pushes out the resolution, that pushes out the possibility of oil prices coming down further in the calendar. And right now the expectation is that energy prices are going to be coming back down again by the fall. So additional hostilities push that out a lot further than what market participants are looking at right now.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester, can't wait to talk to my friends and bring up semiconductors. Hey, how about those semiconductor stocks? They will really be impressed. Thank you.
They will be. Better than a semicolon, yes.
Have a good week. Talk to you again next Tuesday.